Tim and Joel on Nova.
Can we do something that's annoying me? Because, Joel, you're about to do sick day excuses, and I'm asking for sick day excuses. Like, we want your fully sick ones. the amount of people not around on Friday, because tomorrow is a public holiday, a nationally gazetted public holiday, which means we're not here. We only get the nationally gazetted public holidays off, which is fine.
Yeah. We'll be here on Friday, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, just saying, maybe there's some other drive shows that pre-record their Fridays every week. I'm just saying.
Oh, there's heaps of people in businesses and offices that all, like, probably just randomly got COVID on Wednesday.
You could still get COVID,
that's
can't
perfect
you?
Timing. You know, back on Monday.
I've got COVID.
Got all that.
Yeah. I saved that rat test. Rat with the double line.
So we want to know if you've got some sick day excuses. 13, 24, 10. The sickest sick day excuse you've used.
Well, I know a lot of people are planning on taking Friday off, and I didn't realise Uber are getting involved. This is not an ad for Uber, but they've come up with an excuse generator, like an AI excuse generator to help Australians find an excuse to get Friday off work. Yes. So it's projected that 4 million Australians are likely to chuck a sickie this Friday, right? So you get
4 million Australians that work at Nova. 4 million
already
Nova
started
employees.
By the look of Melbourne, they've started today.
Don't you think, though, that, like, when a public holiday falls on a Thursday, would you not think, like, every boss knows that everyone's not going to come in on Friday. Why don't you just make it a day off for everyone? Just do it.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it?
But I like being here on Fridays. Friday's my favourite day to be here on the air, you know, celebrating the weekend with our listeners.
Yeah, try calling the others on Friday and see if they answer. So if Australians take Friday off, they'll get a four-day weekend. So YouGov and Uber conducted this nationwide survey, and they also discovered that two-thirds of people working in Australia's capital cities won't chuck a sickie if they can't come up with an adequate excuse to take the day off, hence the AI generator.
I love it. Dog ate my homework.
What if you're a boss, 13, 24, 10? What about the sick day excuses you've received as a boss? Because that would really give you that. Especially if had a proper business. You know?
I don't like having a sick day. I'll come in. I have to be really sick to be off.
But also, I will work sick.
Same.
I'm just.
You don't like it when we do, but
no,
do?
I don't like when you do because I don't want what you have.
Why? What have I got?
No, but you know, like I think we're the kind of people who just having a day off just isn't an option.
But also, you know what? This is the thing I think I've worked out. I go, oh wow, cool little bonus day off tomorrow. That's nice. It doesn't occur to me to go, how can I make this bigger and longer and maximize it?
It didn't actually occur.
No, but we are
we
very lucky
off.
As well. We are very lucky in the job that we do is not as hectic as a lot of people's jobs where I would also be reaching for that phone to get as many days off as humanly possible.
I guess what I'm trying to say, though, Ricky Lee.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Is that a lot of people in our cushy business are the ones taking Friday off.
Yeah, taking the piss.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying if you are a construction worker and you're digging ditches and you're in the mines, you should have as much time as you can off. Go for it. But if you sit here and back announce Dom Dollar songs, get into work. Like, how easy is it? Do we have any calls here? Because it looks like we've got a full
Everyone's having a day off.
All right, let's go. Sarah, your sick day excuses. Tell us what you got.
I've got an employee who rings up every Friday to say that he is sick, his kids are sick, he's got a family emergency, his dog's run away.
Oh, my gosh.
A family member has passed away.
Like, I always wonder, Sarah, do these people think that you're an idiot?
Yeah, they really do. And it's not even like we actually get them to text through. So we have a record of all of it. And you can go back every week and see that all the excuses. And it just kind of goes on a big rotation.
Like, what a coincidence.
At what point do you fire this person, Sarah?
You can't fire people anymore.
Yeah, you can't find good stuff.
No.
You take what you can get.
There are real sick people, though, aren't there? Like,
real sickies.
Like, sick.
Some people can't help it. I'm a bit like that, but I'll come in thick or thin. No, that didn't make sense.
Literally.
No, wait. You were thick and now you're thin.
No.
Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.